This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of America's great radio stations. And we thank you for tuning in. We've already had a bunch of people commenting to us on the messenger, and we appreciate that, too. Special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all around the world, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers for their service to America, and to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, all those mechanics, and not to forget about the construction workers, too. We thank you for your job you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Joining us right now, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge and get rolling.
I sure am. I'm ready.
Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, after we went off the air yesterday morning, Julian Assange walked out of the Ecuadorian embassy. He got kicked out. He got arrested by the British police. And now let's listen to what one of our senators had to say about this, Joe Manchin, with an interview he did on CNN. See if I can get this to go. Yeah. Okay. Doesn't want to work. All right. Well, what he had to say, which had
custody in London, and UK authorities say he was arrested on behalf of the United States. His lawyer says the arrest is connected to an extradition order having to do with the Chelsea Manning case, which is the dump of information in 2010 concerning the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Joining me now is Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia. Senator, thanks so much for being with us. You've had a lot of concern. Yeah, there certainly is. And you've been on the Julian Assange issue for some time, writing letters of concern about this, specifically having to do with his role, announced role by Robert Mueller and others in releasing the hacked emails in the 2016 election.
I think it's extremely important, and I think it's very good for us to finally get him on U.S. soil so we can investigate, we can basically cross-examine, we can find out the facts that only he knows and his connections and how he basically distributed his information. This is something that they can extract from Julian Assange. I think it would be great for the American people. It would be great for us as lawmakers, making sure that we protect the system, John. And the system is basically how do we protect against foreign invasion type, and just, if you will, as far as in our political process.
Just to remind people.
All right, and that's how he started. And there also is some major bearing, on what could happen here with the Hillary Clinton investigation that is now seemingly back in the spotlight again.
Well, right. You know, because again, nobody really knows. I mean, we continue to hear that somehow Russian agents did the hacking and this kind of stuff, but I think a lot of that remains to be seen. Julian Assange, on different occasions, in interviews, would say that the source of the material were not state actors, for example, I think for the Hillary Clinton emails, for example, but it will shed the spotlight on it, Captain, again, as to what was put out there and what those emails showed about Hillary Clinton, the Democrat nomination, and so many other things.
Well, here's what we know about Assange. First of all, he's the founder of WikiLeaks. He was arrested by British police on multiple charges, including in the United States. He has been found guilty already of skipping bail in the United Kingdom and faces up to 12 months jail there. We also know that Ecuador gave a list of reasons for revoking Assange's asylum, ranging from what it said were attempts to interfere with Ecuador's relations with other countries to his general rudeness. And, notably, Assange is not being charged for posting leaked material on his website, an act the Department of Justice had considered arresting him for in the past. But you've got Chelsea Manning, who apparently is still on the hook for testifying in the case that that person was involved in. And the U.S., of course, is going to seek extradition of Assange on a charge of conspiracy to commit computer intrusion or hacking. That's a polite way of saying hacking. Prosecutors did say that he tried to help the then U.S. intelligence agency analyst Chelsea Manning break into a government computer back in 2010. And that charge carries a maximum of 5 years in jail. So that's where we're at with all of this. We've been told also that Assange is going to fight extradition. Have you heard that?
Yes, I'm sure that he will. And but again, you know, this is this came together very, very quickly. I'm sure there's a lot of behind the scenes goings on in order to get to this point. But all these events are happening very quickly. But one thing is certain, Captain, you got a lot of people in Washington. You know, there's some people who think he's a hero, some people think he's a villain. But one thing is certain: a lot of people in Washington are not happy with the idea that a lot more information or testimony could come out about other stuff that perhaps this guy has access to.
Well, and that's the whole deal, because, again, there's a possibility that this goes into the Clinton stuff. And if it does, with the emails and some of the things were being leaked by somebody. And by the way, he says that he was not given this information by the Russians. He got it from someone else. Maybe we'll find out that someone else might have been, a Democrat.
Maybe so.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We got a lot to talk about tonight. It's a very busy news night. And kudos to all the snowplow operators up there in Colorado. You did a great job, kept everybody moving along. And thanks for the kudos from the drivers to let me know that I saved them a whole bunch of trouble. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And by the way, Mike Gallagher next week will be down here in Florida, and he'll be broadcasting from my studio, which will become the Mike Gallagher studio, because Mike is going to be spending a lot of time in Florida. He's got some property right here, not very far away in Pinellas County over by the water, and he's going to be spending a lot of time in Florida, so it's going to be funny. He'll be in the studio in the morning, and I'll be in the studio in the evening. Okay, very good. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at the Geico Insurance Company. Geico, of course, is spelled G-E-I-C-O. Now, you know that Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years and that they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring currently over 21 million drivers. But did you know that they also offer coverage for things other than your motor vehicle? For example, a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, an RV, they can insure them all. And they can also help you with your homeowners and renters insurance through your local Geico insurance agent. So, go to the phone book, look in there under insurance. There's probably a classified ad somewhere for Geico, G-E-I-C-O, and you'll find the number that way. If you can't find it that way, then go to the website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, and you can get a quote there off the website, or you can enter your information in there, and then someone will get a hold of you. And that's how it works. So there you go. Now, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Jesse. Almost said Julian Assange again, because I've had enough with him for a while. Jesse has been sued by the Chicago PD for all the expenses incurred in that fake whatever debacle kind of mess he was in, where the Chicago police had him by the short hairs, and he got off because somebody got a phone call from someone of influence.
Isn't that the truth?
Yes, it is the truth.
And, you know, it would seem to me, Captain, that if a deal was made or a phone call, as you say, was made and it all was going to go away, that at the very least they would he would have had the good sense to
shut up for one thing.
And not to say the things that he said, don't make these big statements to the press, I'm innocent, and all this other stuff. And then, yes, compensate the city of Chicago for all the money that was spent and all of the time and effort of pulling detectives off other real cases. And onto his case, they came running to help him. But now, of course, it was a hoax. We all know it. I think Jesse Smollett knows it, obviously. And but yet now it's correct for the city of Chicago to seek some kind of recompense for this.
I don't disagree at all, and hopefully they'll prevail in this. But the attorney for Jesse threatened to go after the Chicago police, and I think that's a serious mistake if they do, because you and I both know they've got all kinds of notes from the investigation, and those notes that were not admitted as evidence in a courtroom can be released into public domain, and it will bury Jesse Smollett right where he sits.
Well, it's not going to be pretty. That's for sure. And unfortunately, Captain, once again, the police officers, not only in the city of Chicago, but all throughout the nation, once again, are being dragged through the mud.
Oh, they're watching this closely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. Exactly. And, you know, it's just so unfortunate that somebody who decided to do this terrible thing, you know, is somehow now, again, sort of playing a victim in the whole thing when it's the Chicago police, as I said, who came running to help him.
Now, I'm going to play a little something here because AOC yesterday was going back and forth with Congressman Ben Crenshaw, and she had something detrimental to say about a combat wounded veteran that almost lost his life and did lose his eye. And then Tlaib, the other one of the gruesome threesome, as what we're calling him here on this program, she jumped into the mix. But here was the conversation, and here were the exact words by Congresswoman Omar and what she said that's got this whole mess going.
I know that there's something else that has been on your mind and on a lot of folks' minds, and that is some comments and some backlash now to Congresswoman Ilhan Omar after some comments surfaced this week in which, and I want to play it, she said something about the 9/11 attacks. I want to talk about your reaction to the backlash and your reaction to the comment in two pieces. So here's that remark, Congresswoman.
CARE was founded after 9/11 because they recognized that some people did something and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
And it's that phrase, some people did something, that is being picked up on by some of the Congresswoman's critics, including, for example, the cover of the New York Post, which I will ask you about in a second. But on these remarks themselves, some people did something as a reference to 9/11, do you think she should have rethought her words? Do you worry about the appropriateness of that?
They do this all the time to us, especially women of color. They do that. They take our words out of context because they're afraid, because we speak truth. We speak truth to power. My sister, Ilhan Omar, what she was talking about was uplifting people by supporting their civil liberties and civil rights. She has always condemned any strategy, especially if a person is directly impacted by being a refugee herself. She sees what terrorism can do. She sees what violence can do to a whole country, to a whole people. Taking it out of context, this is just pure racist act by many of those, hateful acts by those, because she does speak truth when it talks about different issues that they don't disagree with.
All right. It's racist now because she knows all about terrorism and she talks about it. She does? Have you heard her talking about terrorism?
No.
Of course not.
Yeah.
So here we got. And by the way, I'm going to get very bold here right now, folks, and I don't care who it alienates. We had 19 Muslim hijackers that killed almost 3,000 people on September 11, 2001. In addition, those same 19 hijackers, Muslim hijackers, have been responsible for the deaths of at least 1,500 people that have died since then from diseases they got at the World Trade Center. And there's another group of several thousand that are suffering with the problems that they've got right now. Those are the facts. And if they don't want to acknowledge the fact that these were Muslim terrorists that did this, then they're the ones with the problem, not us, because we are clearly stating the fact.
Absolutely. The very thought that she would describe this Of course, in the company of care, you know, speaking to their group, as some people did something. Can you imagine, Captain, if other major historical things were poo-pooed in such a way, like, for example, the Holocaust? Hey, some people did something. Can you imagine
do you know what the outrage? Do you know what the takiyah is?
So.
Do you know what the takiyah is?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Both of these women are using the takiyah here, because what she should have said was CARE was founded after 9/11 because they recognized that some Muslim people did something that affected all of us as Muslims, that we were starting to lose access to our civil liberties. That's exactly what she should have said. And then right after that, she should have said, it does not represent all of us in the Muslim community. People would have not said a word.
No word had
she said that, but yet she chose to say it the way she did, knowing full well that she wasn't pointing the finger at the very people that we know were responsible for the event.
Well, right, and that would have shown some kind of understanding of what the situation was, and it would have been a lot better. So is it just a case of her not choosing her words appropriately? I'm leaning towards perhaps no, only because of all of her other horrible statements about the Jews and Israel and this kind of stuff, and she's talking, Captain, in many ways kind of like a brainwashed person who just can't get it out of their system, to have been almost programmed to think a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not good, and it's just a terrible, terrible thing.
Now, the other thing we should mention real quickly here is that President Trump said now is not the right time for a North Korean economic deal or summit, so that's been kind of put off into the distance here. But I want to talk briefly about this attorney, Michael Avenatti. Michael Avenatti has been called now by Senator Chuck Grassley the Darth Vader at the Kavanaugh hearings.
Well, that's right. Yeah, the Dark Lord of the Sith and all that stuff. Exactly, yeah.
Right. And hello, Catwoman and Road Dog. Those guys are, let's see, where are they here? I think they're up in Illinois. Yep, they're in Mount Vernon, Illinois, and they're headed back to Lafayette, Indiana, and then they're going back home. So that's all good. And hopefully they'll miss most of the storm, because I think the storm is going to stay up there and cut into Canada and go out through the northern part of the Great Lakes up over the top of the Michigan Peninsula. That's what it looks like right now. And, folks, I am talking to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And, by the way, we're getting ready to go on a break, so I got to tell everybody that if you want to opine, you can do it the way some people are doing it right now on the Messenger off the Facebook page for the radio show, the Captain's America Third Watch, or you can give us a call and we'll take your question. Kyle Warren will be right back with me right after the bottom of the hour news and views and entertainment and commercials and all that stuff that your local stations do to keep themselves on the air, and I'll be back right after that.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I know nothing about WikiLeaks. It's not my thing.
President Trump reacts to the arrest of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, 47 years old, who sits in a jail in London after hiding out at the Ecuadorian embassy in England for the past 7 years. More now from the president.
I know there is something having to do with Julian Assange. I've been seeing what's happened with Assange, and that will be a determination, I would imagine, mostly by the Attorney General, who's doing an excellent job. So he'll be making a determination. I know nothing really about him. It's not my deal in life.
Assange's attorney, Jennifer Robinson, speaking with reporters.
We will be contesting and fighting extradition. We've requested that he now gets medical treatment. He's been refused medical treatment for the past 7.5 years, since being inside the embassy.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, and thank you very much for tuning in, for chiming in and opining in. A lot of people in that last break had a lot of stuff to say when I got up on my soapbox again. Okay, well, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Hub Life. That's Hub, H-U-B, dot life. That is the website, Hub dot life. Now, social media companies are enormous. They got way too much power. Everybody knows what's happened at Facebook. You get shadow banned by Twitter, and it's just time for that stuff to stop. So if you're done with that and you want to try something different, how about checking out Hub dot life? We all know that Facebook, we all know that Twitter, they block, they ban, they silence people who stand up for innocent life, love God, support freedom, and believe in American values. And the more you wave the flag, the more they're going to respond to what you're doing and hide some of your posts or just cut back the coverage you have or reduce some friends in your group. All of the above has been done to just about everybody listening to this program, myself included. By the way, at one time we had 8,000 members in the Captain's America Army in one on one particular group, and they cut that back down to 2,400. I had nothing to do with that. They did it. But
Hub.life is the newest alternative in social media that gives its members the ability to once again express their belief in freedom and basic decency. So stop being silenced, quit waiting to get out of jail, and join people from all over the world at Hub.life. It's free to join and never a crime to express your beliefs. Hub.life, you'll find me over there, Matt Bruce, and you'll also find Maria from Germany over there. For those of you that are wondering what happened to Maria. Now, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, also went over there and got another page for yourself, right?
That's right.
And people are starting to friend you over there.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
And we're all like-minded people doing like-minded things. Now, before we roll on, hello to Deborah in Jasper. Thanks for your kind comments. Hello to Trucker Eric, who's up tonight in Clarksville, Arkansas. Nice weather, 54 degrees. He's headed to Texas tomorrow. So he's sitting up there doing a little R&R, waiting for his load. Also to Catwoman and Road Dog, we already said hello to them, but to Dave and appreciate Dave up there hiding in the igloo, and to Don and Donna up there listening to us on 1330 WLBB in Carrollton, Georgia. And let's see, Johanna here says, sent me a message. Omar claimed CARE was founded after 9/11. CARE was actually founded in 1994, years before 9/11. Yeah, I have heard that, Johanna, and I appreciate that. Did you know that, Kyle?
I knew it had been around for a while. It's the Council on of American Islamic Relations.
Yeah, right. And we had a big presence here. We had a guy here by the name of Sammy L. Aryan, a professor at the USF, who was involved in money laundering, and also the money that was coming in. Some of it was being funneled to a mosque up in Massachusetts and going straight overseas for the bad guys. And he got in trouble for all that. Wound up going to jail and got deported. They shipped him back where he came from, back somewhere. He was a Palestinian back somewhere in the Middle East. But anyway, is what it is. All right, let's get back to what we're talking about. I want to mention something here. Random drug tests are not something that's uncommon, right?
That's right, yeah.
Well, with the latest result of the random drug tests that are being given to people at the workplace, positive pot drug testing is now up 7% amongst U.S. workers. That means that people are showing up at various jobs. Some of them are factory jobs, manufacturing jobs, high.
That's terrible. I mean, can you imagine that? But it's no surprise, given sort of the renaissance that marijuana seems to have had in recent times.
Well, the problem is if you're monkeying around with a machine, a big lathe or something like that, you could lose an arm, you could lose a leg, you could certainly lose your vision, and you could be killed by those machines, because I've actually responded to industrial accidents where somebody wasn't paying attention, then they either got a part of their clothing caught or something like that, got dragged into a machine, and sayonara, that was it, last move they ever made.
Wow, that must have been horrible.
Yeah, it was. It was a terrible scene to have to go and try to, you know, do whatever. But, you know, that's what happens with industrial accidents. Now, also, Israel, not to be outdone, was trying to land a spacecraft on the moon yesterday. They came close, but didn't work, and their spacecraft apparently crashed onto the moon after technical failures. I don't know if it was completely destroyed or not. Do you?
I don't know if it was completely destroyed, but we do know, yes, it did not land properly. It had been orbiting the Earth for a while and then slingshotted out, and then had been orbiting the moon. And today was the day they were going to try and bring it down to the lunar surface using a controlled burn of the engines. But no, it did not happen. They were going to try to land in the Sea of Tranquility, as we understand. But this craft, by the way, was named Bereshit, which in Hebrew means Genesis. And it originally started out, Captain, as a project to try to get the Google Lunar X Prize for landing a private, spacecraft on the moon. But unfortunately it didn't work. But the spirits were high in Israel, and they want to try again, I'm sure, at some point.
Well, this is a privately funded project that government has nothing to do with it. They sanctioned it, obviously, but it's private money that was in this, privately funded. I understand it was about $100 million, and as you said, they're going to try it again.
Right, exactly, yeah. And so, of course, even the budget that they had was pretty small for this kind of a thing. I think it went up on a SpaceX rocket as an additional payload, and that's how it got into orbit in the first place.
Now, this name sounds like a game show host, but the former Obama White House lawyer, Greg Craig, has now been charged in the Mueller spinoff probe for something similar that got Paul Manafort into trouble, convicted, and put into jail. Where do you think this is going to go?
Well, I think a lot of people, especially in the Obama orbit and sphere, are going, uh-oh, at this moment, because we don't know where it's going.
Well, they're doing that because of Julian Assange coming to the U.S. eventually.
Oh,
they're
sure.
Going, uh-oh, over that, because I think this guy and what he knows, and if he tells the truth about how he got this information, and it goes right back to somebody here in the United States, which I think it's going to, and they happen to be a Democrat, which I think it is, that's just my opinion, there's going to be hell to pay.
Well, right. I think that there was a few different issues, and including one person who was mysteriously killed, that might enter into this.
That's right.
As well.
Mm-hmm.
And so this may point some fingers at some, perhaps some players that don't want to be uncovered here in this case. And so it's going to be interesting to see where it goes. We don't have all the info yet. But as I said before, Julian Assange has stated that it was not state actors that gave him, for example, the Hillary Clinton information.
Nope. Now, Senator Charles Chucky Boy Schumer has stopped short of embracing Medicare for all. He has not thrown his powerful weight as the minority leader in the Senate behind this Medicare for all provision. As a matter of fact, he said that there needs to be a lot more done before he would do anything like that. Now, that's kind of double talk for it might be a great idea in some circles, but not where I'm standing.
Well, right, and I think most Americans, Captain, number one, are happy essentially with their health care insurance plans in the sense that they are their plans and they're not somehow subject to the government taking care of their health care. And really, the question is, why in the world does helping people that might need help to get access to health care mean the demise of all private health care insurance? It doesn't make any sense, except for the fact that they want to take over that part of the economy. They want to take over that part of your life. It's really obvious.
Now, our Attorney General, Mr. Barr, has got a whole bunch of people on the left side of the aisle upset because they think that they've been bushwhacked because they believe that he was planning on doing what he was doing all the time by openly investigating some of the questions that need to be answered that have been opened up by the Mueller probe, which is exactly what he's doing when he talks about the people he's going to investigate within the FBI to see how the FISA warrant was done, you know, when it was done on fabricated and false information, which people should be prosecuted for in the real world, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. So on the weekend show, we're probably going to find out more about that because they're dying. They're just dying to leak the names out there, people on either side of the aisle so that they can get it out there and say, well, look, it's not me.
Right. And I thought we're supposed to be investigating threats to our democracy. And this seems to qualify if trying to weaponize the intelligence services, the FISA court, and go after your political opponents.
And John Brennan is up to his eyeballs in the middle of this.
Yeah, and he's going to come off looking real bad in this whole thing, I think.
All righty, well, tell us real quick how to hear your show.
Yeah, thank you. You can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him very much, and we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we barnstorm across the overnight radio airways. By the way, the storm that's up there in the upper Midwest is still there. It's gotten a little bit smaller. It's still intense where it's snowing and whatnot. So I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over the stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Oh,
CCI right there, born in a bayou. And I'll tell you what, those guys, it just never grows old, does it? All righty, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by our good friends at Moss Family Automotive. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Family Automotive, people come from all around the country to buy because of the You Serve, You Save policy. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, EMTs, firefighters, and police, whether you're currently on the job or you're retired, you all get preferred pricing, saving you thousands of dollars on a new vehicle. And you also get wholesale pricing on the certified pre-owned vehicles that are there as well, cars and trucks. So, Moss Family Automotive, M-A-U-S. Well, the heavy snow and blizzard conditions will taper off today, finally, in the upper Midwest as the storm goes into the Canadian province of Ontario, and then they'll have the problem for the rest of the week. In addition, south and central parts of the U.S. are going to be threatened by hazardous weather this weekend as there is a system coming across, and we'll tell you about that here in just a second. But the heavy snow, the strong winds, the blizzard conditions slowly winding down across the upper Midwest Friday. Many people told me that it was the worst driving conditions they ever saw in Denver, Colorado, with either living there or having driven through there for years and years and years. In Colorado tonight, your skies look to be clear except for out west, Grand Junction, maybe a little snow out that way, southeastern part and central part of Utah, some snow there. Probably I-70, it looks like, coming across. Looks like as if there will be some snow there as I'm looking at it right now. Over to I-15, but that's just the way it is, I guess, at the moment. Now, the snow right now is in Nebraska, a general snow there. There's a couple of areas of freezing rain over near Omaha to a little bit north and west of Omaha. Up in South Dakota, most of South Dakota is still inundated with either a general snowfall or a blizzard warning in the northeastern and central part of South Dakota. You've got a winter storm warning in the southeastern part of North Dakota tonight, and general snow in the central part of the state. But believe it or not, rain and or freezing rain or sleet is falling in the eastern part of the state from Minot down to Fargo right now, as well as down in the northwestern part of Minnesota. There is some rain up there, which could be freezing rain and or sleet mixed in. But in the central part of Minnesota, you have a winter storm warning. The blizzard is pretty much done with right now, but it's a winter storm warning as the snow tapers off. General snow going on right now in the northwestern part of Wisconsin, and the upper peninsula of Michigan still under a winter storm warning, and that is very quickly moving across Lake Superior and Lake Huron into Ontario as we speak. Now, in Kansas tonight, we've got a hard freeze warning for the eastern half of Kansas, and just be advised of that, and I'm sure the farmers already know. In Oklahoma, across central and northern Oklahoma, you've got a frost advisory, so that's going on there right now, as well as over into the northeastern part of Arkansas and the southeastern part of Missouri also has a frost advisor tonight. And if any of the farmers have got any of their crops in the ground right now, they're going to be having a problem because some farmers may have planted some of their stuff already to try to get a jump on things. You always get in trouble when you do that. All right, around Mount Hood, general snowfall tonight. Rain in the Hood River Valley. Cabbage, it looks like you got snow going over the top of Cabbage headed into Idaho, but then you'll be out of it. There is some snow in the northern part of Idaho tonight, along with some rain up there as well towards Coeur d'Alene. And eastern Washington State has got a little bit of rain there in the southeastern corner, along with some snow in the higher elevations right there in the mountainous areas. But that's what you got tonight. That's what the weather looks like, and it's a lot better than what it was last night. Keep in mind, another weekend storm system is brewing right now that will come across the south, and it looks like it'll be creating the possibility for severe thunderstorms, heavy rainfall, flooding across many of the south central U.S., and could even be some tornadic activity, hazardous weather, tornadic activity in that, too. That's what they're talking about right now. So be advised that you may have some weather to contend with. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report that we bring you is always brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive. And right now, when you shop the huge selection of any Moss Family Automotive dealership, you pay nothing down and delay your payments for up to 6 full months with approved credit. That goes for any of the new Chevys or the new Nissans or pre-owned vehicles at any of the Moss Family stores. So there you go. And, of course, Moss Family Automotive features the largest selection of Nissans and Chevys in all of the Tampa Bay area. So keep all of that in mind. And it's also the home of You Serve, You Save. So check them out online, Moss Family Automotive, and we'll go from there. Now let's see who we got. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning, caller. All right. No caller there, so can't talk to the caller if they're not there. I think it was Todd in Tampa, by the way. Let me see here. Yep, it looked like it was Todd in Tampa. So, Todd, if that was you, call back. You'll have your 60 seconds right here if you do it now. If you wait, you won't get it. But anyway, Moss, oh, here we go again. All right, good morning, caller. Is that you, Todd?
Yes, sir, boss.
60 seconds. Go for it because we're running up on a hard break.
That's all we need here, 60 seconds. Let's get down to business. Okay, Julian Assange has published 11 million documents, all of them to be true. Okay, now here's what happened here in 60 seconds for everyone who's just joined the station. Okay, Bernie Sanders was kicking butt and winning all these, and Hillary was getting the superdelegates. Okay, Seth Rich came in out and ratted him out because he was a Bernie supporter. He gets knocked off. You know, the FBI still hasn't found out who killed Seth Rich, but we could find out everything else. Okay, because he gets knocked off here. So the bottom line is this: the Democrats have done it. Now they arrest Julian Assange. We had nothing to do with that. Okay, he published Podesta emails and everything else. The corruption is on the DNC and the Democrat Party, and they should all be in jail. That was including the FBI, who came against the American people and tried to take down Donald J. Trump. It's that simple. Let's get to work and save the country.
All right, and actually the FBI didn't have anything to do with Seth Rich's murder. It was a D.C. police case, and the investigator who was in charge of that investigation, the lead investigator, I believe was the brother-in-law of Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Kind of a coincidence there, huh? But anyway, that was the D.C. police investigated that because it was held, it was in the city, and it's still undecided, undetermined as to what happened, who happened, how it happened, and all that. Okay, we shall return. Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, coming up right after the top of the hour. And Kathy, you're going to take us to break. You're going to tell everybody how to get a hold of us. Go ahead.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.